Have you ever really stopped to picture it? What a long, healthy, independent life actually looks like for you.
Yeah, not just adding more birthdays, right?
Exactly. But adding real quality to those years, staying vibrant, mobile, mentally sharp, really free to do what you love on your own terms.
That's the goal.
Well, if that vision hits home, you're definitely in the right place today. We're about to do a deep dive into, well, the blueprint for a healthy heart and this amazing vascular system we all have.
It really is amazing when you look closely.
Totally. We've gathered up your sources, those great blueprint for a healthy heart and vascular system pieces, and our job, our mission, is to pull out the absolute most crucial, actionable stuff just for you.
And the aim is clear, isn't it?
Yeah, it's equipping you with knowledge that can genuinely boost both your health span and your lifespan.
So you can live independently, functionally, physically, and mentally, and maybe most importantly, without those big burdensome illnesses. And that mission, as the sources really drive home, it's not just a nice idea, it's vital.
Vital, yeah.
Especially when you look at the stark reality, heart disease, still flagged as the country's number one problem.
Right, it's huge.
But tackling cardiovascular disease, or CVD, it isn't just about the heart in isolation. You absolutely have to zoom out.
Zoom out. How
You
so?
have to look at the whole network, your arteries, your veins, those tiny, delicate capillaries,
Yeah.
that whole vast, often overlooked vascular system.
Okay, the plumbing, basically.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
And this deep dive, it's designed to be your shortcut. To get you really well informed on this, we've got some surprising facts, deeper insights, and practical steps you can actually use, like right now.
Okay, let's really get into this core problem then.
Yeah.
The sources say heart disease is number one. What does that actually mean for your future, for your independence?
Yeah, for being able to live fully,
Yep.
right, on your own terms for decades to come.
Exactly. It means we got to look under the hood, understand the mechanics.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Because the connection between your heart and your vascular system, it's incredibly tight. Almost anything that disturbs or, weakens that huge network of vessels, it's going to hit the heart eventually.
Yeah.
Think of your circulation like, like a massive highway system across the country. Your heart, that's the central hub pumping everything around.
Okay, got it.
But if the roads, your arteries and veins, if they're damaged, cracked, clogged up,
Right, traffic jam.
exactly. Doesn't matter how strong the central pump is. Everything slows down,
Yeah.
deliveries fail, the whole system suffers.
That makes sense. And the sources, they really zero in on six main conditions, don't they? The ones most likely to cause these CVD issues, these
Yeah,
highway blockages.
like six big ones.
They list smoking, high blood pressure, high blood sugar, high cholesterol, chronic inflammation, and chronic stress. Now, I know hearing that list might feel a bit
It
overwhelming.
can sound like a lot, yeah.
But here's the positive bit. This deep dive isn't just listing problems. It's about finding real research-backed ways to fight back against these risks, to actually give you the power to change your long-term health trajectory.
And maybe just to quickly touch on how those six hit the vascular system.
Please.
Smoking, it's like a direct chemical attack, narrows the vessels, roughs up that smooth inner lining.
Ouch.
High blood pressure, that's just constant excessive force hammering against the vessel walls, wear and tear, day after day.
Okay.
High blood sugar, like in diabetes, makes blood vessels sort of stiff and brittle, less flexible, more prone to damage.
Right.
High cholesterol, especially that LDL, the bad kind that directly contributes to building up plaque inside the arteries. Those
The
blockages.
clogs, yeah.
Chronic inflammation acts like this slow burn, this constant irritation damaging the vascular walls from the inside.
Insidious.
And chronic stress. It unleashes hormones that can jack up blood pressure, fuel inflammation, mess with cholesterol. It's like a perfect storm for vascular trouble.
Wow.
So understanding how they work, that's step one in, well, disarming them.
Disarming them. I
Yeah.
like that framing. And it leads perfectly to appreciating what we're trying to protect here.
Exactly.
Because this is where it gets honestly really interesting. Let's just pause and appreciate the sheer wonder of our vascular system.
That's pretty incredible.
The sources call it a closed pressure system and nature's exquisite pump. It's literally engineered to run smoothly for over a century. If, and this is the big if we treat it right.
That's the key.
Think about this number, 60,000 miles. You have 60,000 miles of blood vessels inside you.
It's staggering.
Enough to wrap around the earth more than twice. It's mind-boggling.
It really is. And it points to what we could call vascular perfection in its best state, that 60,000-mile network. It has this perfectly smooth, slick inner lining.
Super smooth.
Yeah, this incredibly thin layer. Just one cell. Thick scientists call it the endothelium. It's designed for one job. Transport.
Mm-hmm.
Getting nutrients and oxygen everywhere, flawlessly. No friction, no obstructions.
Biological precision engineering?
Absolutely.
A marvel.
Just like those perfect roads we wish we had.
Yeah, things can go wrong.
Things can go wrong. And the sources use that great analogy, potholes.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when that perfect, slick lining, the endothelium, gets damaged? Maybe plaque builds up that gunk made of fat, cholesterol, cell waste,
right.
Or damage from high blood pressure, or that inflammation we talked about. Suddenly you've got these imperfections, obstructions.
The flow gets disrupted.
Exactly. Blood transport becomes inefficient. And that resistance, that directly pushes up blood pressure.
Oh, okay. It's all connected.
Totally connected. Yeah. So maintaining this amazing system in top shape, it's not just nice to have, it's absolutely critical for your heart and really your overall long-term health.
No question.
So, okay, we understand the threats, we appreciate the system. What can you, the listener, actually do? What power do we have?
Yeah, and sources are super clear on this.
Yeah.
You have immense power. It lies in your daily choices,
right.
Especially diet and lifestyle.
It's not just about your genes then.
Genetics play a role, sure, but what you put in your body and how you move it, that's profound.
Okay.
And modern research, you know, 21st century stuff, has really shown a light on how specific foods, particularly the fiber in them, work to fight CVD.
Fiber. Okay. Tell me more.
Well, what's really cool is how it works with your gut microbes.
Our gut bacteria.
Exactly. Those trillions of little guys in your digestive system. You feed them high fiber foods. They digest that fiber, and they produce these powerful biochemicals, metabolites.
Yeah.
And these aren't just waste products. They're active agents. They get into your bloodstream.
And what do they do there?
Well, multiple things, according to the sources. They actually help grab excess fatty acids and cholesterol, stop them building up.
Oh, okay.
Plus, they improve how your body handles excess blood sugar, crucial for stable energy, preventing spikes.
That's huge.
They help keep insulin from getting too high, key for metabolic health, preventing things like type 2 diabetes. And importantly, they actively reduce chronic inflammation throughout your body.
That inflammation link again.
Yep, which we know is a major player in heart disease and so many other chronic issues. So it's this amazing cascade of benefits, all starting with fiber.
Incredible. So our gut bacteria are like little health factories fueled by fiber.
That's a great way to put it. And your sources even give specific food examples known for these special fibers, the ones good for vascular repair.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Things like apples. They're rich in pectin. Avocados with good fats and soluble fiber. Bok choy, great leafy green. Garbanzos, chickpeas packed with soluble fiber. Walnuts, omega-3s and fiber. And whole oats, famous for beta-glucan.
Okay, so a pretty varied list.
Yeah. And these aren't just healthy foods in general. They specifically help potentially reverse clogged blood vessels, improve artery flexibility. Basically lower your heart disease risk.
So it's a tasty way to do internal maintenance.
Exactly. Proactive and delicious.
Okay, now let's switch gears a bit to something the sources highlight as really surprising but incredibly powerful for heart health.
Ah, I think I know where you're going.
Nitric oxide, NO.
Yes. The superstar molecule.
Right. The sources really hammer home the sheer efficiency of our vascular control systems. Your heart beats, what, 100,000 times a day?
Roughly, yeah. Potentially over a century.
And pumps enough blood to fill a small boat every single day. Never takes a break. It's unbelievable engineering.
Truly is.
And a huge part of that performance, nitric oxide.
Absolutely. What's amazing about nitric oxide, NO, is that it's a key signaling molecule for tons of human processes.
Signaling?
Yeah. It carries messages. And its role in vascular health. So important it snagged a Nobel Prize.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Physiology or Medicine, 1998. For discovering its signaling role in the cardiovascular system. The sources point this out. Its main job in heart health is regulating the vascular system.
So it's like the traffic controller for the blood vessels?
That's a perfect analogy. Making sure everything flows smoothly, efficiently, widening roads when needed, things like that.
Okay, so what does that smooth flow mean for you practically? What are the benefits?
Oh, the benefits are wide-ranging. Nobody literally helps your blood vessels relax and widen, dilate.
Okay.
That directly boosts blood supply to everywhere and, crucially, lowers blood pressure.
Lower blood pressure. Okay, that's big.
But wait, there's more. It also improves physical endurance, helps cut fatigue because you get better oxygen delivery.
Nice.
It actively fights inflammation body-wide, helps clear up that brain fog by boosting blood flow to the brain.
Mental clarity, too.
Yeah. And it even helps give your immune system a boost. It's a real health powerhouse.
Okay, that's impressive. But if it's so good, what brings our levels down?
That's the critical question. And the sources point to several common culprits. Lifestyle stuff, mainly. And just aging, unfortunately.
Like what specifically?
Things like smoking, obviously. A consistently poor diet, lacking the right nutrients. Obesity. Chronic stress, again.
Yeah.
And yeah, just getting older naturally reduces our NO production somewhat.
Okay, that's important to know. So knowing what depletes it,
yeah,
what can we actually do to support our NO levels? How do we boost it?
Well, here's the really exciting part. Food and drinks play a huge, very accessible role.
Food again. Okay, tell me more.
Definitely. And thanks to experts like Dr. William Lai, whose work informs some of the source material, we have a great list of foods that support NO.
Fantastic. Like, what? Give me the highlights.
Okay, top of the list, beets and beet juice. They are absolute NO generators, packed with nitrates, which our body converts directly into nitric oxide.
Beets, who knew? So like add them to smoothies or salads.
Exactly. Super effective. Another good one, maybe surprising, garlic.
Garlic, how does that work?
It doesn't have NO itself, but it activates an enzyme, nitric oxide synthase, that makes NO inside your body. So it helps you produce your own supply.
Helping the body help itself. Clever. What else? Anything? Sweeter.
Your luck. Dark chocolate, preferably high cacao, like 80% or more. The flavanols in it help lower blood pressure and contribute to NO production.
Okay, I can get behind that one.
Also, pomegranates and their juice. They're loaded with polyphenols that are great for the vascular system and help lower blood pressure.
Pomegranates, right. What about drinks, like my morning tea?
Good news there, too. Tea, both green and black, has antioxidants like catechins that help your body make NO.
Green and black, okay.
And for an extra kick, matcha, that powdered green tea, is even more concentrated.
Matcha, got it. Any vegetables stand out?
Oh, yeah. Leafy greens are nitrate champions, pulling them right from the soil. Think arugula, bok choy, rhubarb, even lettuce. Fantastic dietary sources.
So load up on salads and greens. Makes sense. What about fruits?
One really good one is watermelon and watermelon juice.
Watermelon, really?
It contains an amino acid, L-citrulline. Your body turns that into L-arginine and then into nitric oxide.
Huh. Refreshing and helpful.
Exactly. It just shows how varied and honestly delicious supporting your NO levels can be.
This is great. So we've covered diet, fiber, nitric oxide. Now, if we connect all this back to the bigger picture, you know, healthy aging, it's not just about food or molecules, is it? Let's picture that future again. What do you want it to look like?
Mobility, freedom, independence, vitality.
Yeah. Are those just like pipe dreams as we get older?
Absolutely not. The research is solid. Mobility, freedom, independence, vitality. These aren't hallucinations. They're proven outcomes.
Proven outcomes of what?
Of having a regular, scheduled exercise program.
Okay, exercise program sounds intense, though.
Well, here's the good news. It doesn't have to be.
Right. And the sources really stress this.
Yeah.
You don't need to become a triathlete.
No marathons required.
Instead, it's about consistently planning simple, doable, daily activities. Things that get most of your body's, 206 muscles some use each day?
Consistency over intensity. Just incorporating movement naturally.
Because a body's made to move, right? And when you do, you're boosting blood flow, helping that endothelium, reducing those risk factors like stress and high blood sugar.
Exactly. It all ties together. And the sources offer some really practical, easy tips.
Yeah. Like what?
Just a daily walk. 20 minutes. That makes a huge health difference for your cardiovascular system.
20 minutes. Most people could find that.
Totally. Or when you're out shopping. Park a bit further away. Those extra steps, they really do add up and help.
Simple, but effective.
And take the stairs. Wherever you can, you're lifting your body weight with every step. Fantastic for cardio fitness and leg strength. Almost unmatched in daily routine stuff.
Okay, ditch the elevator. Got it. What if getting outside is tough?
Stationary bike. Great option. Works your biggest muscle groups. Helps keep you mobile longer. Really good for maintaining independence.
These are all really achievable things. Boost your health, keep that vascular system happy, maintain independence.
That's the goal.
We absolutely have to include the disclaimer from the sources.
Well, right? Absolutely crucial. Always, always get your doctor's okay before starting any new exercise program or making big changes to your current one.
Your safety first. A quick chat with your doc makes sure it's right for your body.
Essential advice.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive, let's just quickly pull together the main threads of this blueprint.
Yeah, let's recap.
We started by facing the fact, heart disease, number one problem. But tackling it means looking at the whole vascular network, fighting those risks, smoking, high blood pressure, stress by knowing how they damage that inner lining, the endothelium.
Right. Then we appreciated the marvel of those 60,000 miles of vessels and why preventing those potholes of plaque is so vital.
Then we dove into the power of diet and fiber, how they work with your gut microbes to make metabolites that manage fats, sugars, fight inflammation.
Yep, with foods like apples, walnuts, oats leading the way.
And we celebrated that amazing molecule, nitric oxide, learning how beets, garlic, dark chocolate, leafy greens help dilate vessels, lower blood pressure, boost well-being.
Delicious allies.
And finally, we really drove home that regular, simple movement isn't optional. It's key for mobility, freedom, independence as you age.
These aren't just vague ideas. They're specific, tangible steps from the research in your sources, things you can actually start doing today. And the power of these small, consistent choices. Don't underestimate it. That's how you build your blueprint for a long, healthy, independent life.
We've thrown a lot at you.
We have.
From body mechanics to specific foods to easy exercises. Maybe just take a second now. Which bit really clicked for you? Which small step feels like the right one to start with?
Yeah, definitely worth thinking about. And maybe one final thought to leave you with. Consider how looking after your vascular health, smooth blood flow, less inflammation, more vitality might ripple out. How might it affect other things, like your mental clarity, your focus, your energy through the day?
Good point. It fuels everything.
A healthy vascular system really does fuel your entire being. So looking at this whole blueprint we've discussed, what's the one change you'll prioritize first? What's step one in building your personal path to that longer, healthier, more independent life?